Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 80 of the Big Boo Cast. Melanie and I are so happy to have our good friend Travis Cottrell on the podcast today. It's always super fun to get to talk and laugh with him, and we'll get to all of that in just a minute. If you're anything like Melanie and I are, you are always on the lookout for delicious, nutritious snack options, especially during the school year. Something that you can throw in a lunchbox or grab for a quick breakfast on the way out the door. We happen to love Kind Bars. They taste great. They're made with ingredients we can actually recognize and pronounce. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about a special deal with the Kind Snack Club. If you order a sample box from the Kind Snack Club, you'll get to try 10 Kind Bars for free. You only have to pay shipping. After you order the sample box, you'll receive monthly Kind Snacks at a discount and members-only bonuses as well. I happen to love their dark chocolate nuts and sea salt bar and their peanut butter breakfast bar. The sample box includes those two options as well as other great flavors and their Kind pressed fruit bars too. I think you will love their 10 snack sample box, and remember, all you have to pay is shipping. So if you'd like to try it, go to kindsnacks.com/bigboo. That's kindsnacks.com/BIGBOO. And if you decide it's not for you, you can cancel your Kind Snack Club membership at any time. But I think you'll be a fan of all the Kind goodness. Melanie and I are for sure. Alrighty, as always, we are so glad y'all are here, and we hope you enjoy our conversation with Travis. Here's episode 80. Hey everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And
it's Travis. It's Fry Daddy.
Yay!
We're so Seems happy like that times. Our friend Travis Cottrell is with us on the podcast today for the first time in a while.
Yeehaw.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been?
At least a year.
I guess so too.
It's been a year. Or almost.
Did you come on last Christmas, though? Did you come sing some Christmas carols for us at the end last Christmas?
I feel like there were some.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes, I think you're right. I do think you're right.
Something rings familiar about You Know Dasher. Sorry, I'm not going to wear that out today.
But see, no, you can, because every time you do it, it doesn't matter when or what you sing, Melanie gets so tickled, which makes me so happy. Like, it's the joke that never dies for her. It never does.
It never gets old. I don't know why it never gets old, but it never does.
I think
all it takes for me.
It touches on your childhood. I think it's like the Neil Diamond part of your childhood, plus the impersonation is just right on the money.
Spot on. It is spot on. I know, even when you tweeted me the other night, like I could hear you, like I can hear it. I can hear Travis Cottrell as Neil Diamond saying those words, and it makes me so happy.
It's delightful.
Is it really recording?
No,
are we really recording?
We're really recording.
Okay.
Why do you know?
I mean, I have full confidence in your recording abilities. But remember last time we did like 20 minutes and it wasn't recording. Yeah,
that's fair. Hey, Melanie, I don't even think I told you, because it was such a moment of panic for me. But when we were doing the podcast a couple of podcasts ago where we had Jackie Sherrill and Bonnie Bishop on.
Yes.
We had been talking for about 15 minutes before I looked down and realized that it was not recording.
No, stop it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, because I covered, because if that had been just us, I would have been like, but I just hit record and just went with what we had. So,
oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Well, we have tried to increase our level of professionalism, Travis, since you've been away. Right. But clearly we haven't increased it as much as I thought we had, because we still forget to record.
Yeah. This is probably not an area where we are gifted. Exactly. But we are just persistent and stubborn. So
yeah,
we just stay in it. That's all we do. Okay. So 2 weeks from today is college football.
Yes.
Yay.
So do either one of y'all have any snack goals? Do you have any particular snacks right now that are really working for you? Do you have any ambitions where snacks are concerned in terms of some things you might like to try? Where are we with our snacks?
Travis, you go.
I don't know that I have any. You know, I'm always a chips. I feel like I start football season and it's more of a chips and salsa, chips and guacamole, chips and quesos type situation. Mm-hmm. And then I progress to your heavier dips as the weather cools off, is kind of what I feel like my strategy is. So the Aggies open, I think our first game is actually Sunday of Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
We play UCLA at UCLA. So that's probably what I'll do for that. I will say I've recently discovered, and Sophie, I think you've known about them for a long time, but the Nut Thin crackers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They're gluten-free.
Gluten-free. I don't eat them because they're gluten-free. I almost don't want to buy them because they're gluten-free, but they're so dang tasty that I've really become a big fan of those. And even like on Sunday nights at our house, we've just gotten to where we just do like a cheese tray and like different like fruits and cheeses and sausage and all that stuff. And even Perry said, this is the best cracker I've ever had.
Well, because it's thin, but it's substantive. Like,
right.
Yes. And crispy.
We were Nut Thin when Nut Thin wasn't cool. I mean, Angela's been buying Nut Thins for 10 years. I'm not lying.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't even surprise me that Angela Cottrell was on the cutting edge.
No, because Angela Cottrell was gluten-free before anybody knew what gluten-free was.
She was
putting peppermint essential oil on my temples at Dot Mom before anybody even knew about it.
That is so true. Yes. Oh, yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. Same. On the back of my neck. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Try this.
We haven't. This house hasn't seen a chicken and a biscuit. We've had a high schooler, and that was like 7 years ago.
But a chicken and a biscuit is so good.
Yes, oh, yes. I think it is. I mean, that you talk about a cracker that will take me right back to my childhood is a chicken and a biscuit cracker.
Oh, yeah. At the beach, too. Like, it makes me think of the beach. I don't know why. I guess because we ate chicken and a biscuit at the beach.
I feel like, Melanie, I'm with you on the chips and salsa thing. I even had an epiphany last weekend because, you know, I've tried, ever since Mama died, I've tried to be a little healthier and tried to, you know, make some changes, like some substantive changes over time, not like any kind of faddish changes like I have always been prone to do, to get on a kick and then, but I've,
yes,
you know, I like a kick, but I've really tried to be a little bit more disciplined in certain ways. But I had an epiphany last weekend that I will never give up chips and salsa. Like, I'm just not. Never.
Mm-mm. Why would you? Why would you?
It's an empty carb, but too bad. Like, I'm not giving it up. Jesus himself would have to come tell me to give up chips and salsa, I think, for me to be willing to do that. Travis, what about you and snacks?
I have a couple of replies to that. Okay. Number one, you know, this, my girls, now my daughter, Lily, who will be 17 on Monday.
Stop. God, I can't even believe it.
I know. She's now very health conscious. Mm-hmm. And so she and Angela are not doing corn.
Okay.
No corn.
So they're not doing the tortilla chips.
They're doing like bean chips.
Oh, I love those. Yes, I love those.
Bonitos.
Yeah. Bonitos. Yeah.
So that's what they do. So, I mean, those things will fake you out. A little bit.
And they have at Trader Joe's, they have a quinoa and black bean chip that is delicious.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Nut Thin of the tortilla chip family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It fakes you out. I don't think Melanie's totally persuaded, but
I'm skeptical. I feel a little, I feel like, get your quinoa out of my chip is how I feel.
Quinoa.
Get your quinoa out of my chip. That's kind of how I feel.
Quinoa. They really are good, I promise. I would not say they were delicious if they weren't.
Okay.
Quinoa. Right. Wasn't that Nola's husband? Oh, that was too, that's too far back. Okay. The other thing is, I'm embarrassed. I am a I am bringing horrible humanity to this conversation because here's the deal. We don't celebrate college football at this house. And the reason is I'm gone almost every Saturday.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. Because it's your busy season.
Right, right. And, you know, our allegiance, like, it's our allegiance is not to, it's been hard to get an allegiance in Tennessee. Since I grew up in North Carolina. And so I love the culture of it. Like, I drink it up every week. Like, I'm listening to talk radio every morning. You know, I listen to Mike and Mike. I listen to Colin Cowherd every day. And I drink it up. But when it comes to Saturdays, we're not around to watch it. So I can't celebrate with the food and all that stuff. And I feel somehow condemned.
It's okay. It's okay.
This is a judgment-free zone, Travis.
Okay. It is. And I will say, I felt like last football season, more than any other football season before, I mean, I was still heavily invested in it, but I had to listen to a lot of games because Carolina soccer tends to interfere. So I didn't have nearly as many Saturdays to just sit around and watch college football as much as I felt like we were on the road and it was me having to listen to the games in the car.
Right, because
that's just your reality. Like, I mean, A&M and Alabama played at the same time as Carolina soccer. And I mean, and I'm going to choose my daughter's soccer because that's how sacrificial I am.
That's right.
I also am going to listen and follow on the Twitter.
Sure.
Right. So, we're the same. And, you know, Lily's playing tennis every Saturday. Levi's playing soccer every Saturday. So.
Yeah. So it interferes a little bit with the college football lifestyle and snacks.
Correct.
Well, yes. I will say, Travis, you always seem to find a way two or three times every college football season to send me a text with an Ole Miss score and say, is this the team you cheer for? You love, I mean, I feel like that's been going strong for about 10 years now. That joke never dies. It's ongoing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I have, I have some strong Bulldog families in my church, some friends.
Yes.
And so even last week I was, you know, they were wearing their state gear to church and I was like, now y'all are the rebels, right? And it makes them so mad every time. It's like, they haven't caught on that I say that like every 5 weeks.
Hey, here's a, it's not funny. It's not funny when you do that. It's just not. Okay. Well, I feel like, you know, real life does interfere sometimes with our college football, but still it signals something marvelous. And that is that fall is coming.
God, yeah. It's hard to believe right now because it's like 106 here today. I feel like I can't even remember what it feels like to not go outside and want to die.
You know what I did this morning?
What?
I bet you don't, do you?
No, I don't.
So I was, let's see, what's the date?
It's the 19th.
Okay, August.
Mm-hmm.
The last. Okay. Angela's telling me what she's getting all the girls in the family for Christmas. Okay.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry. The last Saturday, I woke up and my house was like mid-June, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like June 17th. Oh. So I haven't been home on a Saturday in 2 months.
Wow.
And I got up and I went to the farmer's market.
Oh.
It's the thing to do in Jackson. Everybody does it. I feel like we've talked about it. But so I went, Levi and I went, and there's Farmer's Perk, which is like a local coffee roaster. You get the Farmer's Perk coffee. And then there's the Amish donut truck where the Amish man sells donuts that are the size of your head.
Are those donuts that you wanted me to have that time I'm pretty sure I broke my ankle at your house?
No, that was a different one. Those are different donuts. I wasn't aware of the Amish donuts at that
point. Okay, all right.
And then I bought two full trays of muscadines.
Oh, wow.
They're my favorite. Do y'all eat muscadines?
I've never had a muscadine.
I don't love them, but my daddy does. My daddy loves them.
Oh my gosh. I'll eat all of these before noon and I'll be sick.
Do you eat them? Are they like this is a stupid question. Do you eat them? It's like a fruit, right?
Yes, they're kind of like a grape, like almost kind of like a Concord grape. They're a little bigger and the peeling, like when you bite into them, the peeling kind of, it like pops out, the pulp pops out of the peeling.
Oh, okay. All right. And then you just eat them. So you're not cooking them, because then they're like muscadine jelly or something, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not putting up jelly today.
Okay. Sure. All right. You're not canning some jelly. You're not putting away some canned jelly today.
I can remember, like, people make muscadine wine too, which I don't know what that's all about, but I mean, I don't know how you make it, but I remember that being a thing when I was growing up. So what else did you get at the farmer's market?
That's all I got. I mean, it's like
grapes,
it's like,
and donuts.
Grapes and a donut and a coffee. Yes. And now Lily's there. Lily camped out last night in the backyard with some friends for her birthday.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. Okay.
That's fine.
So they slept in a tent, and then me and Levi went by ourselves while on the way to soccer. And now Lily's at the farmer's market. So it was kind
okay.
of
a, Okay, well, that's
so what will she get? Will she get some fresh fruits and vegetables?
No, she will, because it's her birthday, get a big donut the size of her head.
Oh, so are those different kind of donuts than a regular donut, an Amish donut?
They are.
They don't use electronics.
They are Amish donuts. They're fluffy.
Trust me.
They don't use electronics. They boil their grease on. I don't know what to say to that.
I'm sorry. I got us off track. I don't even know if it's the Amish that don't use electronics. I don't even know.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Travis. They are.
tell us more about the Amish donut.
I don't know. They're not bready, but they're not like super gooey like a Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
Don't melt in your mouth. So they're a little breadier than that, but they're not like eating.
It's not like cake. Donut.
No.
Okay.
But they dip it in the icing. Like, they give it a full dip before they hand it to you.
Oh. Okay.
And that icing kind of makes it just cave in just a little bit. And then you start eating it, and it, you know.
Oh, that sounds delicious. So it's like a plain, you're not getting like a chocolate iced Amish donut. It's like an Amish donut is like a thing. Like it's a.
Yeah, it's one kind. It's kind of like the Sunatsi. You don't ask any questions. Mm-hmm. You put your three down, they hand you your donut, and.
And that's it. Okay.
Well, that sounds very promising.
Wish I would come up. I would treat you to a couple.
We actually, like, we kind of had we talked several times this summer about trying to get to Memphis to see my brother's family, and then shooting over to Jackson to see y'all. And it was just like there was always like, we have one day, you know, there was always something bookending whenever we wanted to try to take a little road trip. And it makes me sad because it's so close, but so far away.
I know. And I want to come down there, too, and go to church with y'all.
I know. We want you to come down here and go to church with us and see your friend Daniel Renstrom leading worship at our church, because he is something else.
Yeah, I want to be like him when I grow up, except he's like half my age.
Listen, we went to dinner. This was a couple of weeks ago. We went to dinner at our friend's house, and they had several just different families from church over one night, and the Renstroms were one of those families. But they also invited some other people from our worship staff. And as we were talking, just kind of standing around in the kitchen talking, and it was so fun, I asked one of the girls, and like two of the couples had really super young children, like their first babies. And I asked one of them when she was born, like, you know, like I didn't really know how old everybody was. And I realized that I'm old enough to be their mother. And that was sobering. That was
right.
It's because I depressing. Think in my head I'm their age. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
And so anyway, but they're so talented.
It's like on Facebook when you keep seeing, like, I keep seeing all my high school friends like taking their kids to college, and I'm like, well, they must have had their children very young be taking them off to college. Like, they must have had those. They must have had those babies their freshman year in college. And I'm like, no, not so much. Like, no. Nope, not so much. No, we're all old enough.
Yeah, we're all old enough now.
Travis has a college kid.
I know. A junior in college.
God, that is hard to believe. That blows my mind.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can't talk about how old we are, or I'll have to go get in the bed.
Is Lily going to be a senior this year?
Lily's a junior.
She'll be a junior. Okay. Okay.
All right. See, we're still very young. We're very young. Right.
Mm-hmm. And Levi's a freshman, and Alex is...
He's in eighth grade because he did that transitional year in between kindergarten and first grade.
Yes.
But Caroline's a freshman.
Freshman, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We had freshman orientation on Thursday. She starts school on Monday. Have y'all already started?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, how old were they when we first did the podcast together? Seriously, they were like 5, 6?
That would have been like 2008-ish, right?
Yeah, I think 7. They were like 5.
Mm-hmm. Golly, y'all.
Yeah, Levi would have been 4. Yeah, 4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah, they were babies.
Okay, so I asked on Instagram, if 30 minutes ago, if anybody had any questions for us, and I didn't reveal, Travis, that you were our special guest, but I don't really think that that's probably that big of a leap for people to figure out. So here's a question. This is from Sarahbell528 on Instagram, and she says, I know you and the kids have gone on vacation together. Melanie, I think she's probably referring to when we all went to the beach together.
Okay, yes.
But have your whole families ever hung out together? So Travis will include you in this discussion. Okay. No, actually, not all three of us.
No. Mm-mm, never.
No.
Never. Travis has never even met Perry. Perry's like the mystery man.
Mm-mm. I've never met Perry. In fact, I saw that picture that you posted this week from your wedding day.
Yes.
And I just, like, I was looking at him like, that's not the Perry that I see. Like,
well, because he doesn't look like that at all.
Right. I was like, Perry looks like me in this picture. Like, I looked back then. You know, it's like, yeah. I was like, I can't see Perry in that. It was so funny.
I had so many, like, a lady that he's on school board with, she messaged me on Instagram when I posted that picture, and she said, does Perry know about your first husband? And I was like... And because she was like, and then she said, she was like, you're going to need to send me, like, I need to see his face in these pictures because I can't see him at all in that side view. Like, he looks so different because he's totally gray now. And then he'll be the first to say, like, he weighed 155 the day we got married. Like, he was so skinny. And he put on 30 pounds by that Christmas. I put 30 pounds on him from August to December.
Shut up.
Cooking. No,
and we didn't even know about Amish donuts. So
shut your mouth. Mm-mm.
No, he went to the doctor. He got sick the December after we got married, and he went to the doctor and they weighed him and they said, you weigh 185. And he was like, no, I've never weighed over like 160 my entire life. And they said, no, you're 185. He put on 30 pounds. But we think that what happened was, number one, clearly I was an excellent cook who did not use fat-free ingredients. And I was super excited about being a newlywed. And so I used all the cookbooks and like made all the desserts and all the food. Like I just cooked a lot because I thought that was so fun. And pretty much I peaked in 1997 and I haven't cooked that much since.
I think you're still, I think you're still really a faithful, you're faithful to make good meals. Maybe just not as... Maybe
not like 5 nights
a week or whatever.
Yes. No. I mean, I used to cook for us every single night of the week. And now I'm like, when Caroline leaves for college, I may never cook again. You know, like if it's just the two of us at home, I'm like, well, that makes sense to cook just for the two of us.
Well, Angela Cottrell, also a great cook.
She's a great cook, but she has so much she has cooking guilt because we're in that phase too where we're not home. We don't want to take a lot of time to cook. Mm-hmm. We, you know. She beats herself up over it.
It's so hard, though.
Yeah.
I know. I actually sat down Monday and kind of mapped out the week. Travis, I know this is riveting, but I sat down on Monday and kind of just and did the most simple suppers for this week just because I knew we were going to be super busy with school starting back and football practice and all that kind of stuff, just trying to fit in all the parts of the day. And it did help, like, to just know, okay, I'm going to make this. And it was real simple stuff, like... I'm gonna cook some chicken and I'm gonna make a salad, like just basic stuff. But it kept us away from the scramble that is real typical in the summertime of, oh my goodness, it's 6:30 and there's nothing here for supper. So I don't know. It's a tricky balance because you just feel like you can get in the routine of feeling like you're just eating junk all the time and takeout all the time.
Yeah.
And I Amish know. Donuts all the time.
And Amish donuts all the time.
Okay.
So back to our, I got a sidetrack. Sorry. Okay. So anyway, nobody's met Perry because we're all the way in Texas, so we can't drive to anywhere. That's it. We're just, plus Perry doesn't go anywhere unless it's down south to hunt or fish. So that's it.
Because David and Perry have never met. I've met Perry. No. But
yes, you have met Perry.
So I can attest that he is an actual person.
He does exist.
He's not.
He does exist.
He was Jan Brady's guy that she talked to on the phone. Harvey Glass.
David Jones.
No, I remember who she was. It's
Steve. Was it Steve Glass?
I can't remember. Somebody Glass.
Ted Glass.
The pretend boyfriend. So yes. Perry is
George
real.
Glass.
Oh my gosh. George I totally Glass. Forgot yes. about that.
George yeah. Glass. It's George Glass.
Perry has been. Now, I will say he's been to Nashville. So he did go to Nashville with me. So he's met he's met some of the Nashville crowd. Paige Green, she knows Perry. But by and large, he stays out of the, he stays home.
Very good.
And then, Travis, we saw you recently, but we haven't gotten to hang out with your family in a long time. Really, since y'all moved to Jackson, we haven't gotten to hang out as a family in a long time.
And you know how long ago that was?
Dang. I know. It's been a minute.
7 years.
Has it really?
Mm-hmm.
Almost a decade.
And I have so many vivid, I feel like we had so many conversations prior to that move. Like I had that period of time is so vivid in my head that it feels a lot more immediate than 7 years ago. You know what I mean? Like it feels like it just happened.
Right. Yes. But,
I will.
Yes. Yes. Time. Yes.
Because I remember the Johnny Cash song. I never will forget about you telling about the Johnny Cash song.
Right.
Yeah. And that was one of your signs. I just remember that. That stands out. And that does not feel like 7 years ago.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have another question. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. Melanie, again, this is for you and me, but I feel like Travis can jump in on this one easily. This is from the Crazy Castros. And she says, do y'all attend Bible studies at your church in the fall? If so, which ones have you done or will be doing now? The short answer to that question for me is no, because our schedule is, I work during the day when a lot of that stuff happens. And then our nights are kind of cuckoo as we're in the middle of practice and all that kind of stuff. For a while, I was in a Bible study with a group of women from several different churches, but even that has gotten complicated the last few years. So for me, what that means is that I have to do whatever I do on my own.
Yes. So do you have something you're going to do on your own?
Well, I'm about to start Priscilla's devotional book on Monday, her awakened book. And so I'll do something like that. And then, you know, it may be that I'm doing a Bible study with some ninth grade girls that I'm sort of leading. But this is just a time in my life where getting to something with a big group is just not necessarily part of the routine.
Melanie? Yes. I do not. Well, because,
you're busy cooking.
I'm busy cooking. I started Priscilla's new devotional. When that showed up, I was like, that's perfect, because I had wanted something to start the school year with. So I was like, that's perfect. And that's about my time right now. That's what I have time for. And then, because I said, our church, our church is our little community worship. So we do that. So we don't do a Bible study. But I will say August, who is our worship leader, is part of a women's Bible study that is called Awake. They just changed the name this year. It used to be called WAG, Women After God.
I so I think Awake was a about smart, that before. Yeah. Yeah.
WAG. Yeah. So I think Awake was a smart rebranding. And
WAG.
And they're going to be meeting on Wednesday morning. So I'm hoping to at least, I don't think I can commit to every Wednesday morning. But the nice thing about it is they don't do a study. They just have like a girl leads that different people speak. And so it's kind of one of those, you can go when you can go. And then if you can't go, it's not a big deal. But I love, August is such a great worship leader that I would go sit and listen to her worship at any point ever. So I will probably do that, and then I'll do a devotional, but I probably won't go through an actual Bible study this fall, just because I feel like I have a lot of writing projects and it's hard for me to do that and try to write something at the same time.
Same. So, Travis, do y'all do a bunch of women's Bible studies at your church?
Yeah, they do all kinds of things.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, of course they do. They, any hour of the day you want one, there is one, basically. Angela did, let's see, before the summer, she did Entrusted with some with a group here at the house.
That's Beth, right?
I would love to do that, yes.
And then she didn't do a group in the summer. She also teaches college Sunday school girls, but now she's starting, that my church has this program called iMom. Mm-hmm. And so mothers of young babies come, and for there are lots of mentor mothers that come and kind of lead on those groups. And so they have a Wednesday morning group and a Wednesday evening group. So you can be a part of iMom if you're a young mom, if you work or if you don't work. And there's childcare and all that kind of stuff. So she's an iMom mentor. This, she just started last week, and they're doing Seamless.
Oh, okay. Angie Study.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which she's done before. She and Lily did Seamless once somewhere, but she's doing it again with iMom. And then because I know you care.
No, yeah. I do care. And I was actually, that was going to be my follow-up question, because Heather Weibel asked about for devotionals for high school boys, and I was going to ask you, what about you, too?
Well, this is, you know, probably not, I don't know if everybody would do this, but I'm doing Entrusted.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. I'm taking some guys, mostly younger than me, a couple of guys that are my age, and we're fixing to start week after next.
I love that.
Tuesday mornings, we're doing Entrusted.
Okay, so one, here's what I thought. And sorry, I dropped my phone earlier. That was the noise that you heard. I can't think of a better mentor if I were a young mama, or really me right now at this stage in my life, than Angela Cottrell. That's some wisdom and care I'd like to sit under for just a second.
Yeah. Yes.
Really can't think of anybody better for that. So that's awesome. All right. So you're doing Entrusted with some people who are younger than you are, but like, what about your boys? Is there a resource that you know of, or that you like, or what's that look like for them?
Well, okay. So right now, we're trying to do this thing. We're just doing like basic Bible reading and journaling. We're going to sound super spiritual. And listen, we've been such a failure at this for most of our parenting. So don't get this idea that we like sit around journaling together, because it's not been like that.
You just sit around and sing psalms and spiritual songs pretty much.
Right. Hymn songs. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hymn songs and spiritual songs. But we're doing that every night right now to give it a shot. But Levi, I'm coming up to his room right now. He's going through this one-year book of Josh McDowell's Youth Devotions.
Okay.
A Daily Adventure in Making Right Choices.
Okay.
He seems to really like it.
Okay. I'm writing it down. Okay.
You know, he's a freshman. It's such an awkward age.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's just mm-hmm. awkward, and you want to be grown up, and there are these little pockets of being little, which I'm sure you are... Mm-hmm. Y'all totally get that. And so, you know, he just...
I get it.
It's just awkward.
Yeah. Hey, I will say, and this is not, like, this is just real life. Like, I do think, I mean, we were laughing about y'all sitting around singing psalms and spiritual songs, but I do think your family does a beautiful job of, and I'm going to give Angela Cottrell a lot of the credit for this.
please do.
But I know it's you too. Y'all do such a good job of weaving faith into real life. Like, it's not anything, like, it's not a, you know, a necessarily a set aside time, but it's just, it's who you are, and it's who your family is. And I love seeing that. Like, it's just, it just filters into and through everything y'all do.
Well, that's sweet. And it really is her. And I try to encourage her with that, because she'll be, you know, mm-hmm. you know, as parents will do, mm-hmm. just beat herself up and go, I wish my kids were doing this and this and this. And she has no idea that, you know, it just kind of pours out of her.
It does.
Whatever she's doing. It does. They're getting that. I mean, you know, they're, and Jack is her clone. Like, they are so much alike the way they think and the way they study and break it all down.
I love it.
I'm like, give me an Amish donut and a remote.
And then break it down. I'm good to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm good to go. But you know what, though? I think I get that, because I laughed because I had a moment this week. Caroline goes to this wonderful pediatrician and always has, and we had her well checked this week, and he's this amazing Christian man, and so he always talks to the kids, you know. I like it because he does their thing, but then he always talks to them about, you know, spiritual things, and about, you know, you need to, it's like Paul says that you need to, you know, go, you know, corrupt character corrupts, you know, your actions, blah, blah, blah. See, that's my problem. I can't
bad
even say it right.
Corrupts good
Thank
character.
You. Thank you. So he just, he's always like does life lessons and whatever. And he was like, and then we need to remember the Solomon principle. He said, which is that he chose, and Caroline just sat there. Like he was waiting for her to answer. And I was like, well, perfect. And he was like, I'm going to make it multiple choice. Like he chose riches. He chose. And then when he said wisdom, she was like, oh, wisdom. And I was like, oh God, like, I can't believe we didn't, you know, like I was sitting there like, well, perfect.
But make it multiple choice.
Yes. We didn't know. But I thought it is a different because like I feel like I grew up where like we were in church and we knew we had to memorize all the books of the Bible but in order and all that stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. I think and it really didn't serve me necessarily that well when I got into my teens and faced real problems. I probably didn't make the best choices. So I'm like, I think sometimes it's better when your kids just see you walking it out and maybe not that they have a gazillion Bible verses memorized. What I'm going to say. I mean, I think there's a time for both, but I think they need to see it in action.
Yeah. So. Actually, we had back to school night. We're about to, this, we're getting real deep with this, but the, we had back to school night this past, I don't know, Thursday. It all runs together. And one of the things that our principal, who's my boss, was saying with these Generation Z kids, which are our kids. I mean, I guess Jack's technically probably still a millennial, but Lily and Caroline and Levi and Alex are all these Generation Z kids, is that they have grown up with such a strong narrative from outside the home, like on their electronics and their phones. And like they're exposed to all these different stories. And we were not nearly as much. I mean, we had like our, you know, four sitcoms we watched and, you know, and the
four
news.
Four sitcoms a day.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, well, but you know what I mean. And he was saying like so many things in the world right now are telling really compelling stories. And so with our lives, we sort of have to put the, we have to, like what Melanie was saying, we have to live out the gospel story in front of them because they're always just a screen away from other stories that might not be reinforcing what we're trying to teach. I don't know. I thought about that a lot. Like I don't think about probably enough all the different voices that are coming at them in so many different ways. So
yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So I'll real life. It's something else.
It is brazen teenagers.
Yeah. This morning was awesome. I loved my farmer's market moment, but I'm telling you, I sat in the car for about 5 minutes or so when I pulled up there and just stared out the window, you know, hashtag real life, hashtag real life, hashtag real life, hashtag real life.
Yeah.
And I just go, I should have never reproduced, you know, being a parent. It's like, oh gosh, why did I do it? I'm so bad at it.
But you're not so bad at it. And it's so.
But you know how we feel. We just, it's like, have those moments and go, oh, dang it.
I know.
Yes. Uh-huh. Know. Like when your daughter doesn't know about wisdom and Solomon in the pediatrician's office.
Hey, y'all. This is Sophie. I'm all by myself here in the middle of the podcast, and we will get back to our conversation in just a minute, but I wanted to jump in and talk for a little bit about Casper mattresses. As y'all know, Melanie and I are both fans of sleeping. We enjoy it, we're good at it, and there have even been times we've considered it a hobby. Well, Casper mattresses are so good for sleeping, y'all. They're obsessively engineered. They have just the right sink and just the right bounce. And they're also affordable because Casper sells directly to consumers. They offer free shipping and free returns in the U.S. and Canada. Plus, since Casper understands the importance of sleeping on a mattress before you fully commit to it, you can sleep on your Casper mattress for 100 nights. That's over 3 months, and return it for free if you're not happy with your purchase. If you look at Casper, Amazon, and Google reviews, you'll see that Casper mattresses have over 20,000 reviews online and an average of 4.8 stars. People enjoy this mattress. It's designed, developed, and assembled in the U.S., and if you'd like to try it, visit casper.com/bigboo. That's casper.com/BIGBOO. For $50 off your mattress purchase. If you enjoy sleeping like Melanie and I do, and especially If you're a sleeping hobbyist, you'll want to give Casper mattresses a try. Here comes the second half of episode 80. Okay, somebody asked the question. This is a little transition. I hope I'm saying Shelby's name right, but Shelby Coble, I think, said, when you all podcast, you record with a screen where you can watch each other or just your voices like a phone call. Just our voices like a phone call, because...
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Melanie and I mostly record in our pajamas, wouldn't you say?
For sure. I am today. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Me too. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I actually, when we recorded the podcast with Brittany Wagner the last time, and we connected to her on Skype, she had turned on the video feature. And I was like, oh, no, no, you don't have to do that. She looked great. But we just record audio.
So, yeah, thankfully. I know. I had a conference call the other day and I thought it was a video call, and then it turned out to not be. And I've never felt so relieved that it wasn't, you know, like, because I don't know. It's good from the standpoint of sometimes you can see people's faces and it helps you have conversation. But no, thank you. I don't want to have to put on makeup and look decent.
Am I the only one walking through the house accomplishing things while we're doing this? I heard somebody turning on a microwave a minute ago.
I did not.
Wasn't that y'all?
I did not turn on a microwave.
There was something there was some kind of beep.
That might have been Perry's in our kitchen, and I've got the door. You might have heard the beep from our microwave because Perry's in there cooking breakfast right now.
Oh well, I walk around the house nervously.
Oh, you do? How do you carry your computer? Piddle.
Yeah, I'm just like carrying it.
It says it like, of course I do.
Of course I do. Yeah, I think I'm sitting in one place. Like, I got up after 5 minutes because I don't know. I like to move.
No, okay.
I sit.
Me too.
Our microphones are stationary, though. You've got microphones on your headphones, oh, right?
You've got a fancy WKRP in Cincinnati microphone.
You better believe we do. Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh my gosh, y'all! There's no end to your. I mean, you are internet moguls. This is happening.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I feel like it's time that we are recognized for the moguls that we are. And by moguls.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's
amazing. We're trailblazers. We've been podcasting since 2007. Now, we still have not recorded as many podcasts as people who started in 2015.
That's right.
But
listen,
slow and steady wins the race.
Hey, okay, so here's another question. This is from C. Autry, and she says, Melanie, you're going to love this question so much. Travis, you're not going to love it as much, but I'm sorry. Okay. It says, I have some questions concerning the rosehip oil, which, by the way, somebody else sent me a comment and said that Jamie Golden's was doing a live Instagram story the other night, and people were calling the rosehip oil shankle oil, which I feel like would thrill you.
The shankle oil.
I'm so happy. Uh-huh. It makes me so happy.
It's this oil, Travis, we've been using on our faces, mm-hmm, instead of moisturizer. We've been using this oil.
And it's amazing.
It's amazing. So Autry wants to know, do you use it morning and night? Does it replace your moisturizer? Yes. I use it morning and night.
Yes, I do too. And it's replaced my moisturizer. And I have not used moisturizer in a month.
Yes, and it's replaced my moisturizer too. And I've just been using it 2 weeks, but I love it. I really, mm-hmm, really love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I feel like my skin feels softer. I feel like it's helped with some fine lines. I feel like it's super moisturized. I feel like it makes my makeup go on better. I love
that
everything
for sure.
About it.
Yes. I feel like it makes my makeup go on better for sure.
Yeah. I love everything about it. And it's very affordable. It's cheap on Amazon.
A huge thing of it is $20. And I've realized I put 6 drops at a time in my palm, rub my palms together and put it on my face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do about the same. And then I put it on my neck too. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you can't neglect your neck.
No, you can't. Travis, and somebody else just asked, Jay Benifer just asked, I want to know if Melanie is still using Rodan or Rodan and Fields?
Rodan
and Fields.
No, done with Rodan and Fields. Okay. It was fine, but it was too pricey. I did not feel like what I was paying for it justified how I felt about how my skin looked.
Travis, I know this is boring to you, but
Travis has left. Travis is gone.
But hey,
y'all talking to me? Sorry, I muted you.
Sorry, I do have a real question. Are you particular about shaving cream? And are you brand loyal about that kind of stuff? I'm sorry if this is kind of a question.
You would think that I am because I'm so weird about a lot of stuff, but not at all.
Okay.
I use hotel shampoo, hotel soap, whatever shampoo Angela has in the, I started to say in the kitchen, in the shower. It's whatever's there I use.
Whatever, for some reason. I'm sorry.
Whatever shampoo she has in the kitchen, I'll use.
You know what makes me laugh is because when I was growing up, every Saturday night, Mama would wash my hair in the sink in the kitchen. Lay out on the kitchen counter. I would put my hair back in the sink, and she would wash it with either Agree or Herbal Essence shampoo.
Listen, my mom washed my hair in the sink every Saturday when I was little. That's the truth.
So when you said whatever shampoo she has in the kitchen, my immediate visual image was you on the counter with your head back in the sink.
And a big giant bottle of Prel beside me.
Yes.
Or gee, your hair smells terrific. Or
Brett. Oh, I love gee.
See, I had sisters in the 70s, so I remember all that stuff right there.
What were some What were some other 70s? I remember gee, your hair smells terrific. Agree was a big shampoo conditioner.
Yes, product. Agree was huge.
Prel, Breck.
Breck, yes. Irish Spring soap. I always remember those commercials for Irish Spring because they'd cut off a sliver. Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
And you could see the green going all the way through.
What about Lemon Up? You remember Lemon Up?
I don't remember Lemon Up.
I don't either. I don't remember Lemon Up.
My sisters and brother had, it was a big yellow bottle and the lid was like a lemon.
Oh.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yes. It was fancy. Lemon Up.
Huh. Lemon Up. And then was Pert the first one that came out that was the shampoo and conditioner in one? Wasn't that Pert?
For bouncing and behaving hair. Do y'all remember that?
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. And then a Tony Home Perm. I got several Tony Home Perms.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother would give me a home perm, which I cannot even...
Can you imagine? Caroline, it's time for me to give you a perm.
She'd run away from home. Here, I'm just going to wrap your head in these little bitty plastic rollers and then squirt it all over with chemicals. And I just want you to sit here while your scalp burns for the next 30 minutes. Oh, my gosh.
Did it really burn?
Yes, it burned. Yes, it burned. And why did I need a perm? I mean,
because everybody had perms.
I loved a perm. I loved being able to just get up in the morning and spritz my hair down with some, a wet spray bottle, water, and it would just curl right up. I thought that was the easiest. My morning regimen has never been as easy.
Oh, gosh. Spraying your hair with water and just scrunching it up, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, just would scrunch it. That was it. God, I thought I'd never looked better than I did with all those perms. Now, those were not home perms. By that time, I had graduated to a beauty salon perm.
You know, I've only had one perm in my life. I got it in college. I went with my friend Elise to get her hair cut, and it was really in a moment of complete impulsiveness. Travis, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm washing my muscadines. It'll be done in 30 seconds. I'm sorry. They're out the bags. Sorry.
This is the ADD version of our podcast.
Right. I'm sorry. You hear that right there? That's the sink. I'll be done just momentarily.
You keep going. I'm going to tell the perm story. So I, while you wash your muscadines, so I went with Elise and she was getting a perm and I was like, you know what I think I'll do? I'll get a perm. And my hair is super fine, even though there's a lot of it. And so the results were disastrous. I mean, it was terrible. I will never forget. This is when David and I were just friends in college, and we were going the next day with our friend Todd to Jackson, where he was from a little community outside of Jackson, and we were going to spend the night with at his parents' house. And I remember getting to the car, and I can see their eyes, they kind of both. Oh, you did. you did something different. I mean, like, and they noticed immediately, which says something. It was terrible. But it, I swear that perm was in my hair for 2 years. Like, I could not completely change the texture and the, I could not get rid of it. I got it cut all the way, like, super short, and that was still, like, all, like, the perm was still up in it. It would not leave me. So, I've not done that since. So.
No. Mm-hmm. Understandably so. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever get another perm, but boy, I loved them back in the day. While we're talking about the rosehip oil, we'll go back to this and then we'll get off of it, Travis. But I will say, so last night I was reading an article about the 10 things that Princess Kate does, you know, okay, that Duchess Kate does, because of course I read that article. But it also cited rosehip oil again, which now that's like the third or fourth time I've seen that she uses rosehip oil. But even more intriguing, they estimated how much she spends on her hair a year for color, maintenance, products, etc. And they said probably $18,000 to $20,000 a year.
Stop.
On that hair.
Really?
I know. Yes. Yes. And treatments, because they said she's probably getting weekly keratin treatments, and then they're constantly trimming it, because, you know, the Duchess can't have split ends.
No, she cannot. But see, that lets us know that really her whole look is sort of outside the realm of our personal possibility.
Yes, it's not really in our, it's not in your normal household budget.
No.
But do we really believe that? Is that really true?
I mean, I think that's feasible. That doesn't, I mean, if you're
Travis, it was on the internet.
It was, thank you. First of all, so clearly it was true. And I will say, like, this summer, I always try to, like, in the summer, I go, like, I haven't had my hair cut or colored. I haven't had my hair cut in I don't know how long. I haven't had it colored since, like, the beginning of May, and then I take the whole summer off, and I'm going Monday, and I can't even tell you, I'm like Grandma Moses right now. It's so gray, and like I was trying to do my root touch up, and it's gotten to the point where I'd have to spray my whole head down. So mm-hmm. I'm like, so really, I need to be going now at the rate my gray grows out. I probably could go once every 3 weeks, but I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to spend that money.
Yeah,
but that's how
pricey.
It's pricey, but that's how much I probably need to go if I were really going to never have any gray hair at this point.
Travis, do you still get your hair cut in Nashville?
You're about to ask him if he got his hair still colored.
We haven't even tried to keep this guy friendly. Not even in the least.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I love it. I do about half the time.
Okay.
I've kind of weaned myself off of that. But yeah, I try to go every now and then. But I sent somebody to the girl that's cut my hair for like 15 years there, and the person that I sent called me and goes, "She's not there anymore."
Mm. Oh.
I had a freak out moment. I was like, "Where did she go?" So I texted her, and she was somewhere else. But I've already hunted her down.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah. Thank goodness.
Okay, I'll turn this back more guy friendly.
Are we going to pivot?
We're going to pivot. Okay, so this is we're almost out of time. Not that we really have a specific amount of time, but it's just we want to be, you know, respectful of what the average listener can bear.
And my breakfast is ready. I can smell my breakfast.
Okay, Melanie's breakfast is ready.
Leave them wanting more. Leave them wanting more.
Okay, so Travis, you and I both in the last little bit, a couple of months ago for me and probably 4 months ago for you, we both saw Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway.
Right.
And it was something else. Correct?
It was something else. It was probably one of the two most moving arts experiences of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say it's the best live anything I've ever seen.
Yes, I would say, yeah, I would say top two. You know, I saw Color Purple the year before.
Oh, yeah.
And that's hard. That was hard to, it was a very different, you know, a different thing.
So did you see that Ben Platt's leaving in November from Dear Evan Hansen?
November 19th, indeed. Okay. I did. I saw it.
So if anybody can go between now and then, highly recommend. Would you agree? Travis is no longer with us. Travis has left the building.
I bet he got in his car and his Bluetooth went on.
I bet he did. And his... I'm so tickled. Because...
Oh, wait. There he is. I just heard him.
Okay. Travis...
Is it him?
Yeah, it's him. But it's... But, like, on my computer, Melanie, do you see it? Like...
No. I'm still here.
Bark twice if you're in the well.
Ruff, ruff! Are you there?
Yeah, I'm so tickled.
Oh, I guess I have to be on Wi-Fi for the app to work.
Well, you're now it's working. You're good.
Well, yeah, I came back in the house.
Okay.
All right, I was trying to transition into my. I have to go drive. I'm a van driver for an event here.
Right. Well, today, so. Melanie needs to eat her breakfast. You need to go drive the van. But that was priceless for the bark twice if you're in the well. I mean, I don't really know if there's a better.
What is that? What is that reference?
It's like Lassie. It's like you're in danger. Oh. Like you disappeared.
I thought that was like it puts the lotion in the basket, saw it to the lambs or something.
That's the darker version. That's
sure. Hey, which but version. It reminded me of the time, and we may have talked about this before. Way like seriously, like 10 years ago, one night when the three of us were on, we were on whatever the Apple messaging thing was back then. Was it iChat?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Melanie and I mentioned something about there was some political something going on, and Melanie and I were talking about it, and Travis, your internet connection dropped, and suddenly you were not in the conversation, and Melanie and I immediately called each other because we were scared you were mad at us.
Yes.
Like you had offended. I had yes. offended you. Had like, offended me.
Yeah, and you had just
and
like just
cut off.
You had just like left the conversation, and we were and we didn't like we had just started to get to know you some, and so we were like, well. That apparently that like we have blown that thing out of the water here early on and
yeah. But remember how fun I mean we used to iChat and text as fast as we could type.
Yeah.
And we would never let a typo go without being celebrated ad nauseum.
Right.
Remember
cankle
bowls? Bowls and cankles and bowls and all that stuff.
That's right. Oh, it was a sweet time. It was a sweet time. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up so Melanie can eat her breakfast and you can go to your van
I'm
driving
starving.
Responsibilities. Yes.
Wait, should we should go to New York and watch it one more time. That's what I was saying.
Oh,
I was
for losing. Evan Hansen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would go back in a heartbeat, for sure. Melanie, we got to get you on the Dear Evan Hansen train.
Okay, I'll go. I'm in. Okay. I'm in. I'll fit that into my schedule.
Okay, all right.
Y'all just let me know.
All right, well, this was a bunch of fun. It was fun to talk.
Listen, I'm going to be better next time.
You were so great.
I'm going to come with a list of funny things.
You were.
Listen, Travis, it was perfect.
It was. It was.
It was a wonder.
We couldn't have asked for more.
It was inspirational.
Well, ask me back before another year.
Yeah, that'd be great. We would love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess this is goodbye.
All right.
Fry Daddy out.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go eat my breakfast sandwich that Perry's cooked up. So,
all right. Well, this was fun. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Okay,
bye, everybody.
See
y'all. Bye. All right. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And.
Hey. Oh. I didn't know I was going to get an and. Okay, wind into it. Wind into it, Sophie. Go.
Okay.
The internet is really at its best self when we're seeing a dog playing with a crab on the beach. That's really.
Right. I call it rainbows and unicorns.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All I post, rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah,
like,
we need a cat. Yep, we need a cat riding a Roomba. We need a dog and an elephant playing together.
That's somebody falling every now and then.
Yes. Somebody a couple of days ago posted some baby sea turtles like making their way to the water.
I watched a bridesmaid sing take off of Fergalicious to her sister as a wedding toast this morning. So I feel like I've already started my day with some real quality content.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that worked.
Oh, well, that's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
That's beautiful.
Well, look at that. Look at that. Listen, we never even lost connection. Technology.
It's wonderful.
Well, and you've just, y'all have the, it's official. Y'all have a full-on internet technology anointing now.
Thank you.
Yes, we do.
We've worked hard at this level of professionalism for some time. Ow.
Well, no, yeah. I want to wrap up stronger. I've been weak today. I've been not funny.
Stop it. Stop it.
Because you're busy washing your muscadines. You're not fully engaged.